BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Burning the Book.
Jeremiah had been prophesying for 23 years when Jehoiakim became king. At that time, Judah was under the control of Egypt, and the king paid them high taxes year after year. God told Jeremiah to go to the temple and tell the people to repent, or the temple would become ruins. After he was done preaching, the priests and the prophets grabbed him, saying, "We're going to kill you. How dare you come and speak these things in the name of the Lord?" The officials of Judah defended Jeremiah, saying, "He has the right to speak in the name of the Lord. Set him free." They let him go, but they told him that he couldn't come back to the temple. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Write a book of all the things I've told you about the coming judgment on Judah and Jerusalem." Jeremiah sent for Barak his scribe and dictated to him everything the Lord had said. When they were done, the prophet said, "I'm not allowed to go to the temple, so go there and read this book to the people." So Barak went and read the book in the temple. Officials of the king heard about the book and asked him to read it to them. When he was done, the officials were afraid. They said, "Oh, the king needs to hear this." They asked Barak if he had written these words or were they dictated to him. He said, "The prophet dictated all these words to me, and I wrote them down." They told the scribe, "We're taking this book to the king. You and Jeremiah hide and don't tell anyone where you've gone." They took the book to King Jehoiakim, who was sitting in front of a fire that was burning in a fire pot. It was winter time. The king allowed the book to be read to him, but every time a portion of it was read, he took his knife and cut that part out and threw it into the fire. His officials asked him not to do this, but he kept doing it anyway until the entire book was gone. Everyone in the room heard the book, but no one ripped his clothes or was afraid. Jehoiakim then gave the order to imprison Jeremiah and his scribe, but God protected them. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Write another book, just like the one that was burned, but give this message to King Jehoiakim. You burnt the book because you didn't want anyone talking about how Babylon will destroy Jerusalem. Here's what will happen to you. Your dead body won't be buried, but will rot in the open sun. Also, the throne of David will be taken away from your descendants." Jeremiah dictated the book once more, and Barak wrote it down. As time went by, he added more to it. Jeremiah told the people of Judah, "Babylon will come and destroy the city and take you into captivity. You'll be there for 70 years. After that, God will bring your children back to this land." God sent a special message to Barak. "You're concerned about what will happen to you. You bear the burden of being a scribe for God's prophet. Don't worry. I'll spare your life when I destroy this city. I'll be with you wherever you go."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.